Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined this week as always by Tom and Donny. How are you doing, Donny?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. Right, so we've only got a couple of podcasts left for the season. It's finito, so let's get stuck right in. First of all, we'll go to the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup, where quarterfinals is in the books. Semi-finals left, which will be this Wednesday, and then the final on Saturday?
Both. Is it?
No, well, it doesn't matter. Final this weekend, there we go. And the semi-finalists are Andy Penman versus Josh Mack 05 and Fit My Bod John versus Barracuda. I unfortunately fell for the third time in the quarterfinals of the Cup, so there's a joke there somewhere, but hey-ho. Right, over to our own league, where I think Donny has it sewed up this. Now, it's Melvin went for a Hail Mary, didn't work. He's actually dropped out of the top four. So, number one is Donny. Number two is McColgan, 92. Number three is Nick Sells. And Donny, you've got a pretty much 90-point lead. So, unless the guy has every chip left, and I think you've got it safely in the bag.
Fingers crossed.
Right. So, we'll go to the big league now, and I'll go first, as I'm sitting third of the three of us. So, 70 points this week for me. Clark and goals for 3, Strain 1, Tavernier 12, Fish 1, McGrath 3, Clarkson 5, Captain Jota 8, Cantwell 13, Sakala 2, Vice Captain Furuhashi 12, Van Veen 10, so it's a red arrow down to 69th place, and my differential captain didn't work, and I was pretty lucky because I had a Vice Captain on Sakala as well, so I'd have been double done, but there we go. Right, Tom, what are you scoring rank?
My score for the week was 75 points and my rank is 19th. In goals, I had George for 3, back line of Egan Riley for 2, Tav 12, Devlin 2. Midfield, I have McGrath for 3, Ginelli for 10, Jota 4 and Cantwell 13. Then up front, Furuhashi 7, vice-captain Van Veen and the differential captaincy of Vassell 4 points.
Right, okay. Dory,
what are you? So my game score this week was 85. So that's George in goals for 3, Ralston 1, Captain Tav 24, Pollock 8, Jota 4, McGrath 3, O'Hara 5, Cantwell 13, Vice Captain Kyogo 12, Sakala 2, Van Veen 10. So that's your 85. Global score is 2515. I was 14th last time we talked, and lo and behold, I am still 14th. So no movement for me.
I did clock that actually, but up one down, one back to normal again.
Yeah.
Right, so the results for the game week were Hearts 2, Aberdeen 1 in the race for third, Celtic 2, St Mirren 2, Motherwell 1, Ross County 0, Livingston 2, Dunedin 1, Kilmarnock 0, St Johnson 1, securing their safety, Hibs 1, Rangers 3. So over to you, Tom.
Okay, so the first one was the lunchtime kickoff, which was Hearts 2, Aberdeen 1. For Hearts, it was Ginelli and Shankland with the goals, with assists from Barry Mackay and Alex Cochran. For Aberdeen, it was defender Pollock that scored with an assist from Clarkson. There was no Duke for the Dons. Our suspicions were confirmed that he seemed going to be injured. And he seemed like a bit of a miss, to be honest with you. No clean sheet for Aberdeen, but Pollock owners were compensated with a goal. He has been quite high for shots on target in recent weeks, so he was finally rewarded there. And Clarkson continues to tick along quite nicely. It feels like he's getting a return every week for quite some time now. Over to Hearts, no clean sheet for them, which is nothing new. And as mentioned last week, it's the usual suspects that seem to be getting the goals in the form of Ginelli and Shankland. And Ginelli is my favourite because he's playing out of position. Shankland could be a decent Duke replacement. But they do have the other way to Rangers this week, which might be a tough ask. So perhaps there's better options out there. I'll come to you first for this one, Donny.
Yeah, so it was an important win for Hearts in the race for Europe. And as you said, the usual names, Shankland and Ginelli on the score sheet. I do have Pollock in my team, so it was a rare cheer when Aberdeen scored. I was grateful for that one. I'm not sure Hearts will overtake Aberdeen, but I still think they should get that last European spot. Both have either Rangers or Celtic to play in their final two matches, so it's going to be hard to pick from either of those teams. If Hearts were playing any other team tomorrow, I would bring in Ginelli in a heartbeat, but because it's Rangers, I'm going to obviously stay loyal to my own team and hopefully he doesn't do anything. Shankland as well, still offering returns. And if you need a third striker, that Hibs game at the end of the season could certainly be one where you get value out of him. So Aberdeen's next game is at home to St Mirren. That'll be the one that they're eyeing up to secure that third spot, because then they go to Parkhead, which, you know, doubt they'll get anything out of that. So defensively, you know, they are decent. Clarkson has had good returns. I know Peter's got him in his team. Bjovski, you could argue, is due a goal if you did want to take a punt. But again, just be mindful that they do have Celtic in that last game. But a good result for Hearts. I think they'll probably finish fourth. I don't think they'll get third. Aberdeen should be safe enough. Two games to go. All to play for, I guess.
Peter?
Yeah, just with Donny said, but they've both got either Celtic Rangers to play in the last two, so you would be taking a risk in one of the games. I think Aberdeen next at home at St Mirren is the one that you could cross blame for, but then it's a 1 week point. If they win this and Rangers beat Hearts, then I think that's even qualified, because that would have been 4 points a game ago. So again, it's wherever you want to take that 1 week point, and then you expect to go to Celtic a week later, sorry, the game later, probably not get anything, but I wouldn't be rushing to sell them. I think we say it's a week now, even close to the end. If you've got the players mentioned, keep a hold of them. You can use the bench trick. Shankland can always pop up and score a goal, even at Ibrox, if a penalty gets given. Well, probably the first time in 2 years or something, a penalty. But hey, doesn't matter. And Clarkson, as Donny says, well, he's been returning nice for me. He's kind of kept pace with most midfielders. And I do expect him to be G'd up for Wednesday night's game, because it probably pretty much secures European football. So I think they'd be better than that. But not much time now, only 2 game weeks to go.
Yep. Next up then, we've got Celtic 2, St Mirren 2. For Celtic, it was Kyogo and McGregor that scored with assists from Hatate and Abada. For St Mirren, it was a Curtis Main brace with an assist from O'Hara. For Celtic, it seems they've ran out of steam, or they're preserving what steam they've got left for Inverness, which you'd think wouldn't require much steam at all, really. For St Mirren, they could have had a lot more in this game. I think Curtis Main was unlucky not to get a hat-trick. He was surprisingly motivated, considering he's the only fit striker at the club just now. In terms of Celtic, I think Kyogo's a keep as it stands now. I did suggest previously it might be worthwhile getting rid, because he might be losing minutes to O, but I don't know if that's going to be the case now, given O's performances. I do think getting Yota could be a shout, especially if you don't have Cantwell, or you're struggling for funds. But given at the point we are in the season, I don't think funds should be an issue. In terms of Celtic's defence, I think they're an avoid. I don't know. I feel like a WAT is a bit of a bomb scare. So I think they're going to concede between now and the end of the season. In terms of St Mirren, they've got Aberdeen and Rangers next. So I do think it's hard to justify a transfer in, If you do have some St. Mirren assets, you could argue it's maybe using the bench trick. But that would be all. Peter, I'll come to you first because you've probably got a lot to say on this fixture.
No, really, because it was a horrible game to watch. It was great. It's just Celtic do seem like on the beach slash they look an absolute bomb scare at the back. I didn't realise. Well, Carter Vickers is a good defender, but it looks like they really miss him at the back, and they look all over the place, including the goalkeeper. So I wouldn't be advising any Celtic defenders for the last couple of games, and with no secure centre back pairing, I mean, they tried a lot of it. It was through the Kobayashi last week. I just stay away from it. They look on the beach, which is worrying because I don't think he can turn up this to a potential final. I think you need to bond the ball, rotate, so hopefully get the finger out, personal level. St. Mirren again, they do look good. They're dangerous. I think they always look dangerous when I've seen them play. But as you mentioned, Tom, the fixtures are there, and it's like you're not taking a punting with two games to go. If you've got them in your team, the bench trick pull the best bet. Strain looks really dangerous in overlap, so he still can do it against pretty much any team. Celtic, I would probably just keep Kyogo. I see a draw, a shout, Tom, but I don't know. He could turn it on in one of these games, the last two games and all, so I don't know. I would stay away from defence, but nobody's standing out. Like, Maeda's lost his place, came back in, Abada came back in, they're a bit of rotation, so I wouldn't be rushing to get any Celtic players on either, to be honest. There's a terrific display by either Kyogo up front, if you've got Jota, keep him, and I wouldn't be rushing for a third, especially rotation.
Donny, do you agree?
Yeah, I thought it was quite a sloppy performance for Celtic against what's been probably their bogey team this season. one win and one draw. I think they've caused Celtic a lot of problems. I'm not sure what to take from the game. It was just a lack of concentration. As I say, the season's over. It's just a cup final left. But Hart, that's probably 2 weeks in a row. He's had some dodgy goalkeeping. Do you think that's an area of the squad that they'll be looking to strengthen? Or do you think Hart's a secure for next season?
I think you need to upgrade on him. I think if you've got any ambitions to do anything in Europe, you need to upgrade him. It's why I'd be slagging Al McGregor this year, but it was like a year too far for him, and I thought he was doing his best impression of Al McGregor in these last two games. It might just be a year too far for him, and I'd like to think you should be upgrading on him in the summer.
Yeah.
Tom, what's your thoughts on that, my heart?
They've signed Scott Bain a 3-year contract extension.
Luckiest man in football, is he?
So I don't know, does that imply that Hart's going to remain there and be the first choice?
I heard in the knockouts that Sigurd's been told to find himself a new club straight away. He's not getting kept on, so I don't know what that means. Scott Bain does fill in for that, homegrown role for
him?
So I think maybe the reason he's kept about, I've not had anything on Hart, but the managing manager would be looking at his own eyes and knowing he needs to replace that at some point. Maybe not be top of his list, but I think it should be.
Yeah. Back to the game. Yeah, Main was the main man, but I can't imagine anyone's on him other than zombie teams. But some useful bench points for me with O'Hara, which is not for the first time this season. Like you are saying, I think if you've got a strain O'Hara, don't necessarily need to ditch them. Just keep them on the bench and, you know, get returns. Kyogo owners were rewarded with another goal. Big shout out to Melvin, who risked it on which didn't really work out for him. But I don't think there's any reason to change with two games to go. I think Kyogo Jota plus a third and St. Mirren, you know, don't go looking for cement assets, but they do still have a chance for Europe if they finish fifth and Celtic win the cup, and they would go in there. So between them and Hibs, they still do have something to play for there. But as I say, hold if you've got, but don't bring them in, because as I say, they've not got the best of fixtures. It's me.
Next one then, we've got Hibs 1, Rangers 3. For Hibs, it was Hanlon that scored with an assist from Newell. For Rangers, it was Captain Tav, Hadji and Cantwell that got the three goals there. Nothing for Sakala. He was the only player to get more than a single shot on target. But he could be a decent shout for the final two game weeks, given how nailed he is. For the non-Tav captainers of the week, they were certainly punished. Though I was glad to see that the Rangers didn't manage to keep the clean sheet, or it could have been a big red arrow for me and Peter. No Goldson at the back is a concern for future clean sheets. And McCrory could be a decent option for next season if the price is right, and he is confirmed as first choice. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. In terms of Hibs, I feel like they're a bit of a no-go for me. Egan Riley probably has to go from my team at some point. Donny, what do you reckon?
So it was pretty easy performance for Rangers, a makeshift Rangers team at that. Just on Golds in front, it won't surprise listeners to know that he's injured. He's out for 10 weeks, so much like the rest of our season. There's another long-term injury that we've got to put up with. So even looking ahead to the start of next season, he's probably not going to be in there. So don't factor him into your plans if you're thinking about next season already. As you touched on, you know, rule number one, always captain Tav. If you went elsewhere, it blew up because your normal captain probably didn't return, and then Tav got the clutch. I was saying, well, I was on the other side from you, because when we lost that goal, I was raging. Because it cost me a few extra points, but you did get 3 bonus points as well, so that doubled up to make up for the difference. But with a few games left to go, I think Tav can just be captain for both of those games. I don't see any reason to change there. And it was a good free kick as well, albeit some dodgy goalkeeping from Marshall. What else? Yeah, Cantwell still taking over again, took his goal well, thought he played well through the match. Sakala was the transfer that took in. He blanked. You know, not really a good game for him, but I still think there's value in him for those last two games. It would be tempting to change for a Shankland, but again, they play Rangers, so I'm just going to hold on to him. Hibs, for me, I'm a void. You know, play Celtic and then Hearts. I don't see anything there. As I've mentioned, Rangers, Tav Cantwell. Suter's a good pick at the back. You know, should be cheap enough to get into most teams. Scored against Celtic, so there's value there. Or Sakala, if you don't have him, you can bring him in. But yeah, it's a pretty easy performance against a pretty poor Hibs team.
Peter?
Yeah, Tony pretty much covered it. Hibs kind of avoid, pretty poor, and just kind of strolled the park, played well. Cantwell, when he's played for the forward against kind of weaker teams, I think be a good vice-captain option. Interested to see if he plays that role next season, which I think it will be. I think you can see him changing, well, maybe if he's playing against Celtic or in Europe, play a bit deeper, maybe more box-to-box. But when he's playing a team where Rangers don't need to play two holding players, I think you'll see him playing in the number 10 role. So I think that's top tip for next season already. Cantwell should be the one. And I think, again, if you're not too sure, Sakala, you could probably go for a vice-captain Cantwell. Not chasing points, mind you, but I think he could be either just going through him that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Donnie mentioned, I had to come off Tav, just try to be differential in the cup, try to punt it, so it didn't really work. This late in the season, I'm not really fussed now, so as you say, like, you can just captain Tav the rest of the season and you'll probably secure your points. Rangers will motor on now to the last two games, I think, two wins. Who's the last game Rangers got, Donnie, you say?
It's a Mirren away.
Away, right, but I still think by that point, unless Mirren's got really a hope for Europe, but I don't know, I think Rangers still be too strong for him anyway, so. And just sort of next season, I think I've said it a few times this year, where Celtic Rangers were probably the best team from blah, 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 blah. But see the more I've seen this season, apart from the odd blip, I think it's going to be even more common case next year. I don't see the teams dropping many points against any of us apart from each other. So I could probably template team right now. Every year we could be Captain Tav and Vice Captain Kyogo and then just go for there. I think you can create as much set up that way.
Yep, definitely. Next game then, we've got Kilmarnock 0 and St Johnstone 1. For St Johnstone, it was Liam Gordon that scored with an assist from Carey. That was in the 11th minute, and then in the 44th, David Watson was sent off for Kilmarnock. Kilmarnock did give it a go, though. Jordan Jones, Liam Donnelly, Luke Chambers all hit the woodwork, so there could have been some points there. Well done to the three people that have Liam Gordon. They got a big haul there. Kilmarnock still have a lot to do. I'll probably keep Vassell, considering as the season progresses, there's less and less teams that have got something to play for, and the chips are down for Kilmarnock, so they'll need to start doing something. I think now that St Johnstone are safe, I think that just cements their avoid status even more for me. I can't see them going crazy now. I think they'll probably just cruise through to the end of the season, and perhaps a rebuild job's required there. Peter, You're going to get Liam Gordon in this week.
I can aim it this week. No, I agree with what you said. I think St Johnstone is safe, so they will probably have the on-the-beat status certified next week. Kilmarnock, I was surprised, didn't get in this game, but then I suppose I should be surprised with the whole season. There's nothing that I particularly want in these teams. Maybe take a punt the last week, depending on how it all set up, but it's kind of hard to avoid both teams for me right now.
Donny?
Yeah, as you said, that win keeps St Johnstone in the league for another season. I think that last game of the season at home at Livingston, that's got 0-0 all over it for me. So you could target that as a clean sheet if you're saving up your transfers. But Kilmarnock must win against Dundee United. I mean, both teams are absolutely rotten. It could be boom or bust, and it's going to be hard to predict. For me, I just stay away from both teams. You're a bit hamstrung because you've got a Kilmarnock striker. You're kind of praying for them to do good, but so patchy in both teams that it's just an avoid. You'll have better value elsewhere, or whatever you've got is probably going to be better than these two teams.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yep. On to then the next big game, Livingston 2, Dundee United 1. For Livingston, Bruce Anderson and Penrice got the goals with assists from Motano and Stephen Kelly. And for Dundee United, it was Harks. For Dundee United, no Stephen Fletcher at all. He's obviously injured. Dundee United really need to do well in the final two games, but to be honest with you, I don't see it coming. I think they've thrown in the towel, and I think that was personified in Behich getting his red card. I think he's a decent player for them, and they'll have to do without him. I wouldn't be adding any Dundee United players to my squad. I think if you do own one, perhaps they're a hold. Again, another team that'll have something to play for, and the pressure really is on. With McGrath, I'll be just sticking him on the bench for the bench trick. In terms of Livingston, it's different players that are scoring each week. They don't have a lot to play for now. That they're either going to finish seventh or eighth, and that's the kind of. I mean, I've heard it said from ex players in the past that there's a lot of money in terms of the difference between finishing in these positions, and that money goes a long way for these clubs. So behind the scenes, there probably will still be some motivation there, but given how Livingston have performed in the last stages of the season, it's not one for me. I probably will keep a hold of George, and I'll keep a hold of Devlin now, given Donny's 0-0 prediction. I'm backing him on that one for a double clean sheet there. Donny, I'll come to you first.
Yeah, just on Devlin there, I believe he's signing for Aberdeen next season.
Should be
signing,
yeah.
There was leaked pictures of him with an Aberdeen top on, signing the papers, which shouldn't have happened. But yeah, he's going to Aberdeen. That'll be a good addition for them. I did say Livingston would probably get a result in the last three games, and this was it. Probably nothing to write home about. United have been getting spanked left, right and centre this season. But probably still not enough there to make me jump onto them. I say that last game, St Johnstone, you could quite easily put a defender in there. But United, three straight defeats, and must win against Kilmarnock. I suppose the one thing that they'd have to look out for is if they do finish second bottom, they'd have a playoff. So they would still have to be quite competitive there. But I think the writing's on the wall there for a team that's consistently failed all season. If they go down while Dundee go up, that's going to be a sore one for them to take. I've got McGrath. That's a bench trick if ever I saw one. He is on penalties. That's the only reason I would keep a hold of him. And Livingston, as I say, don't go searching unless you want to take a punt in that last game week. But good win for them, I guess.
Yep. Peter?
Yeah, pretty much, not much to add there. Pretty much, I've got McGrath, so I'm not at the bench trick for me probably as well. I will probably wait to the last week, see how the games land after Wednesday night, and we'll see what the points will come in from. Martindale got a reaction because I think he was bemoaning the Brucho in the week about if I can't get action to these players anymore, maybe it's time to move on, which I could tell when he was saying it. I think it was a kind of backhanded way of saying you're going to put up the arse or I may not be here and he's going to be better than me. And the players got a reaction because they did win the game. So it's all I did say. Every so often, Livingston will just come out we're not expected to win a game, and that's what they seem to do. So that probably it for the season now. I wouldn't be chasing these players, wouldn't be adding them. If you've got them, bench trick them or see how the fixtures lie for the last game, and you maybe have to use them as a differential. But I think that's just what I've been saying every game so far. So you can see that it's getting to the end of the season.
Yep. Our last fixture then, Motherwell 1, Ross County 0. A nail-biter for Van Veen captainers. It took him to the 99th minute and a penalty for him to bag his weekly goal. In terms of Max Johnston, he didn't pass his late fitness test, which was a tough one to swallow for me because that's two clean sheets he's missed out on. And whoever's came on in his place from the bench has only ever got one or two points, so that's annoying. I won't repeat the usual chat about the Motherwell players because we've kind of said it week in, week out. Van Veen, Spittle and a defender seems to be the way to go, or even Kelly. In terms of Ross County, I think they're an avoid for now unless you want to have a punt on another Jordan White hat-trick, but that's probably him for the season now. That's about it, really. Van Veen, if you're looking to secure your position, I'd say he's probably permanent vice-captain to the end of the season. Donny, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually thought this game finished 0-0 because all the results were in.
Me too.
And I just went away thinking, oh, fair enough. I actually thought it was good because I know a lot of people do have the vice-captaincy on Van Veen, so I thought I'd made some good gains, but it wasn't until later I checked and wondered why he got so many points and then realised they had a penalty right to death there. So fair play. I think it's that nine consecutive games he scored in.
Some going.
The law of averages say it probably will dry up with two games to go, but I'm not willing to come off him. I wouldn't vice-captain him just because I think Keogh has got a better chance there. But yeah, tough result for Ross County. They'll need to win one of their last two matches. Keep their hopes alive, can they do it? Vincent Johnston at home is going to be their best bet. Max Johnston, I've heard different things about him. I think he might be one of these players who's subject of a transfer move, so, and they're maybe just protecting him so that he doesn't get injured, because you never hear about him in the team news, and I don't even know if he is injured, but we all took him in based on their good form. We're all kind of hamstrung that he's not getting a game and we can't really afford to move him, but that's what I've heard. So I guess you'll see tonight if he is fit, if he plays, but we'll just have to ride that one out. County, I think, are an avoid. You're asking a team that have had such a bad season to suddenly come good. I mean, White got a hat-trick, yeah, but I can't see Lightning striking twice in the games they've got left, so you just kind of have to stay away as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, a good win for Motherwell, which they'll be pleased with.
Peter, anything to add? And do you know where Max Johnson's heading to next season?
He's been linked down south, so I ain't going to make it there, but I don't know his contract situation. Is he out of contract?
I wouldn't have thought so.
I don't think he was, but I've heard they were. I don't know. Maybe they're... You'll find out Wednesday night. If he's not the team Wednesday night, I was going to Roma transfer, but if he's not the team Wednesday night, I think I'm just going to get rid of him because they won't play the last game and play that game. There's really no point. I hope he stays late because he's a quite exciting player. I hope he stays in your contract and to help his development up here rather than down in England. That'd be better for our game as well. But Spittle and Van Veen, that's what you can think. You don't think you think we're almost counting the void, but this is a must-win game this weekend, midweek, with the other two playing each other. So if you're feeling punty, it's probably the game to punt on if you fancy Ross County. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother. And Motherwell, I think most people have got Van Veen anyway, and Spittle's your cheap differential midfielder or other options. Apart from that, then there's not much to pick from. I wouldn't be rushing to bring anybody else in. That's top.
Well, that'll conclude then. And the top 10 for the week is Liam Gordon. Obviously, the St. Johnstone defender with his big 17-point haul. Curtis Main, 15. Cantwell, 13. Captain Tav with 12. Penrice with 11. Shanklin with 10. Ginelli with 10. Callum McGregor with 10. Van Veen with 10. And Hadji returns with a 9-pointer, which gives us no goalkeepers, which has been fairly common for the season. 3 defenders, 4 mids and 3 forwards. Other than Hadji and Penrice, I think they're all... And obviously Liam Gordon, I think they're all pretty standard, what we'd normally expect. A few one-week wonders in there in the form of Liam Gordon and Penrice. Anything to add to that?
No, I think you've covered it off good.
Yep, just the usual crowd with another couple of, as you said, one-week wonders sprinkled in on top of it.
Yep.
Right, Donny, over to you for our 2 weeks to go dive.
Yeah, so... I'm not going to go into too much depth because we've discussed it a lot and a lot of the names. I'll just be repeating myself, but there is 2 games to go this midweek on Wednesday and then again at the weekend. For all the teams in the top 6, you'll see team news for both. So that leaves you in a good position to strategize what you want to do there. For the bottom 6 teams, you'll only see the midweek games. So if you are looking to take a punt, it's a bit of guesswork there. So for Celtic, they've got Hibs away, Aberdeen at home. As I've said, Jota Kyogo's probably your only holds there. I've got Ralston, not going to change him. You know, I might get a clean sheet out of at least one of those 2 games, but that's just the way it is for me. Rangers got home to Hearts and St Mirren away. You know, we've touched on enough to have Cantwell Sakala for me, but if you've got like a suitor, I don't see any issues there. Aberdeen, I've got St Mirren at home and Celtic away. So for me, you want to target that St Mirren game on the understanding that Celtic come next. So if you do go for an Aberdeen defender, you know, you might get 6 points and then 2 points. So, you know, 4 points over both of the games. That's probably worth it as far as I'm concerned. Hearts, and Shanklin and Ginelli is the 2 that I don't have. And that's the ones that seem to be scoring of late. I'm not going to tip any of them tomorrow because they play Rangers, but that's 2 I would have my eye on for the Hibs game. I think that could be one to target there. Hibs, I've got Celtic at home and Hearts away. Again, I don't see a lot of value there, but they can still finish 5th and get into Europe on the chance that Celtic could win the Scottish Cup. And for St Mirren, it's Aberdeen away, Rangers at home. Well, clean sheets, probably a stretch too far. That midfield with O'Hara on penalties is always worth a shout. Again, another team that can finish 5th and potentially into Europe. We're probably repeating a lot of what we've already said there, but anything in the top 6 taking your eye, Peter?
I think you covered it quite well. I do fancy Hearts for the last game. Maybe going double up name against Tibbs at home for the last game of the season if they can secure Europe. I think I have a quite good shout.
Yeah. Tom, anything you're targeting?
I like your targeting Aberdeen against St Mirren pick. I think I'll probably be getting in Pollock this week.
Yeah, it's worth it. You know, he does, obviously, as we saw the weekend, score as well. So you've got an outside chance there. The bottom 6, is an absolute minefield. Apart from Motherwell, Livingston away, United at home. I think with that United game at the end, that's Motherwell's last home game. I think there'll be quite a good atmosphere riding on the wave. So Van Veen, Spittle, no worries there. Livingston, Motherwell at home, St Johnstone away. Again, you've probably got good enough picks in your team that you don't need to worry about that. St Johnstone, I've got Ross County away, Livingston at home. Now that they're safe, you know, it takes the pressure off. Liam Gordon could be worth a shout. I reckon they probably could get one clean sheet out of those two games. Kilmarnock, Dundee United away, Ross County at home. I mean, obviously, tomorrow is a massive game. Anybody that wins that is surely going to fancy their chances for survival. But Armstrong, for me, just because he's on penalties, would be the only risk I would go there. Ross County, I've got St Johnstone at home, Kilmarnock away. Again, they're going to need to win at least one of those. I suppose the St Johnstone at home would be their best bet. They're just going to have to go all out. And then I guess they might have a chance against Kilmarnock. If they don't win, it could be a straight shootout there. And Dundee United, Kilmarnock at home, and then away to Motherwell. Again, we've talked about McGrath. If you've got him, hold him. But certainly don't go looking there. Bottom six is such a minefield. Tom, anything that you can glean from there?
No, not a lot. Danny Armstrong, Vassell. If you don't have Spittle at Motherwell, he could be a shout. That's it. Dundee United probably avoid. Livingston are pretty much on the beach. St Johnstone will definitely be on the beach now. So, yeah, minefield.
You've got a soft spot.
Like a one-week wonder.
Let's say you've got a soft spot for Kilmarnock. Yeah, putting them in high esteem. Peter, have you got any positive things to say about these bottom six teams?
Just Motherwell's the only team that I like. The rest of them can get in the bin as far as I'm concerned. Again, I would just kind of... If Matt Johnson isn't playing like a Roma transfer, it would give me two for the last game week and see how things lie down there and how who looks good midweek. Maybe he has a bit of fight still in them and that could maybe influence the last transfer of the season. But apart from that, nah, not much.
Yeah. So that's it. When we come back after the season, I'll just go over who's the top 10 and who's finished in each position. So I'll compare that to last season, see how it looks.
That's true. Our next podcast will be heading over, so we can do a kind of a reflection podcast and then we can see what you think for the future.
I think Tav's on for three in a row as top point scorer. I don't think there's going to be any change there.
He's got to be sad, I suppose. Right, okay, we will move to questions. So, Donny, I've got one, you've got one, so I'll go first. It's our good friend Rambo, Scottish football's number one supporter in Bangladesh. He's basically asking us, what the world versus Dundee United defenders for the last two game weeks, who are you trusting? And I personally go for Motherwell. What would you think, Donny?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, Dundee United have done nothing all season. They had a good run, but then it's all gone to pot since then. So, Motherwell all the way. Plus they play each other that last game. Motherwell's at home. I think they'd be more up for it. The Dundee United season could be over or they could be looking at a playoff, so I don't think they'll try. Motherwell every day of the week.
Just on that, I think he may have Max Johnson, so he may have to do a sidestep to another Motherwell defender if that's what he's thinking about. Tom, Motherwell Dundee United, you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You've got to pick the form team, so Motherwell for me 100% as well.
Okay. And do I need a question from Gavin?
Gavin with all the numbers, he's got defensive issues. He's got Behich, Wright, Johnson, Ralston, along with Tav, but he is not confident, so he's looking for our thoughts on that one. So, Peter, what are you thinking about at the back?
Well, he sticks with Tav and Ralston just out of there, and I think he could probably bring in, like we mentioned, Paul a few times. That could be a good, but then again, if he's thinking over the space of 2 weeks, he'll have two transfers. So I'd be bringing Pollock this week and then potentially maybe Cochrane next week for the attacking returns, and then he could kind of rotate them. But I think you get to this point now where it is a bit of minefield. So if he wants to use the transfers on defenders, then fill your boots. But there you go. That's my options on it.
Tom, what do you think defensively for these last two games?
I'd say just what Peter said. Kilmarnock have Dundee United away, who don't really have much attacking threat. and then Ross County at home. So you could punt for a defender like Mayo or someone like that. That's just something to add there.
Yeah. But
very much a punt.
Yeah, so looking at the defenders he's mentioned, Tavin Ralston, you're just going to hold. You don't need to move on there. He's got Max Johnson, who nobody knows what's happening there. If he plays, great. You want to watch, you can just hold on there. He's got Behich, who I take it will be suspended because he got his red card. And then that just leaves Joe Wright at Kilmarnock, which again is going to be a big ask to get much points there. We mentioned it last week on pod. If you just run with three defenders, you know, just look elsewhere for the points. I'd be a bit reluctant to go making transfers at the back. As you say, one-off games, you can target Aberdeen at home at St Mirren. And then, what did I say, that Livingston Motherwell game, last game of the season. But if you're wanting to go for teams with two games and you don't have to make changes, St Johnstone, Motherwell, I think you could do there. But you'll be hoping that Max Johnson does play because then he probably doesn't have to do anything.
That's the best bet for us all if he's deemed fit and plays. Right, so obviously we won't have a podcast for the last game week, so this is transfers caps pick up for this game week, and we'll probably do a wee thing online before Saturday so we can kind of cover it again. So this game week coming up, you're going to have every team's early news to kick off, so keep your eyes peeled about 6:30 for the team news, especially people who have got what players are flagged, like Johnson, for example. So we have Rangers versus Hearts, Hibs vs Celtic, Aberdeen vs St Mirren, Ross County vs St Johnstone, Livingston vs Motherwell, and Dundee vs Kilmarnock. So, Donny, I think you've already covered that. Upon hearing this, who's your captain, vice-captain, and transfer plans?
Okay, so I'll just go captain to vice-captain Kyogo. It'll protect my rank. It should be a pretty safe bet. And on your wise words, last week I am going to roll my transfer. I think my team's good enough. I mean, even if Johnstone doesn't play, you know, okay, I'm not going to just change for the sake of change. I think going into last game week with two free transfers, knowing what's got to play for, you can make the most of it. So because of your wise words, I am going to hold and roll.
I need to listen to my words sometimes, but I don't very often. Tom, your thoughts, captain, vice-captain, transfers?
Transfer Egan Riley out, and I'll get Pollock in. Probably just play it safe this game week, captain Tav. And I probably will go with Kyogo for the vice captain and save a punt for the final game week, I think.
Okay, my thoughts are pretty much the same. The only thing is, I think I'm just going to roll. You're relying on the defender to come in and doing something, and there's no guarantees. So it'll be Fisher straight off the bench this week. He's been two next week, depending who's fighting for Europe or avoiding relegation. It lets you have a punt for the last game week and take it there. Donny, have you still got your triple captain?
I do. I actually forgot to mention it. I'm going to keep it a surprise. I'm going to go for broke in the last game week. So with my two transfers, I'll see where everything lies. And yeah, triple captain's coming out to play. I've missed the boat. It's just bad timing, and yeah, I was holding off for maybe another double game week further down the line. So yeah, I'm just use it in the last game week, boom or bust.
So I take it use it in the top six teams then, because you get the team news, at least you can guarantee it.
I mean, I like that. The Celtic at home, Aberdeen, and getting the title, party atmosphere, sounds good. It's whether they rotate heavily, you know, take players off at halftime. That's the risk. But that's the one that I would target, because if I'm going to do it with Tav, then I'm not really going to make much points on the ones that do captain them. So I would have to kind of go for broke. Ginelli, Strankland is my other options if that's got a bit of competitiveness to it. So that's what I'm looking at the moment. So by the time we get to the weekend, I'll have a better idea. But yeah, still got that triple captain chip to play.
I think it was mine because I was thinking about it last week. I'm like, you never mentioned it, and I'm sure I can't see it. Then I'll see it in your scores.
Okay. I've actually got it written down, I just forgot to say it. So,
right, okay, that covers the podcast off. So, what we'll do is we will kind of put some tweets out asking for kind of online questions before the last game week of the weekend, and then we'll cover all bases next week, final rank and Scottish and FPL. Donny will have some of his top tens.
Yep.
Tommy, I'm sure you have something, and I might have something up my sleeve as well. couple of maybe just have quiz questions just to see how you think or what you thought of. Just ranking point wise, and looking forward to next season. But that's your buzzing. So do you want to get your plugs in, Donny?
Yep. So I am at FFS_Donny.
Tom.
And I'm at FFS_Scout.
Yep. And I am at Fantasy Half. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.